I'm doing, I got one about you too, but I mean, I can't. Okay. Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Now, wow. 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 Wow.
One of my first records that I made, the time that I recorded, back in 1927, I think it was. More like this. I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each of us play a part. Play it, play in, play plus tax. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. They came back too. They forgot the words. They'd be changed, you fool. You acted strange, and why, I never know. Why I ever did it. Honey, who am I talking to? You lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. And the stage is bare, and I'm standing there without any hair. If you won't come back to me, what the heck with it? Is your heart still pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Hello there, this is your boppin' disc jockey Point Extra Q Rock and Roll, coming to you from KRAZY on the bop of your dial in Cool Town, USA. And today we have the gonest, craziest cat in the world as our guest, the one and only Elvis. It's a great honor to have you with us. And tell me, Elvis, where were you before you came to Cool Town?
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too.
And where are you staying here?
Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, yes, I've heard a lot about Heartbreak Hotel. You think I can get a room there?
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room.
Elvis, who's been your inspiration?
Mama.
Oh, your mama. Well, can you remember any of the advice she gave you?
Get out of bed, wash your face and hands. Wash your face and hands.
Elvis, I see you brought your dog with you. Is he pedigreed?
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
As long as I have you here, I want to ask you a question that many of my fans have asked me. Who taught you to sing and play?
I was the one.
Well, how about singing for us the first song that you ever sang? You know, you're considered the king of rock and roll. Now tell me, what do you really think of rock and roll?
Real, real gone.
Well, do you like opera?
That don't move me.
Say, have you heard anything about your appearance here in Cool Town?
Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight.
Now tell me, Elvis, what is your favorite song?
Well, Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna.
Well, frankly, I'm honored that you consented to appear on my radio show, but why did you choose me?
Well, they said you was high class.
Well, gee, thanks for the compliment. Elvis, I understand wherever you appear, the crowds simply mob you, and yet you never seem to lose your presence or temper. Doesn't anything bother you?
Well, you can do anything, but take me over my blue suede shoes.
They tell me at your last appearance you were driving a real cool car. What kind is it?
A pink Cadillac.
And what did your fans try to do to you?
Steal my car.
Everybody says that you're really making a lot of money. How much would you say you're making a month?
100,000.
What do you say when you receive so much money? You know, with the busy schedule you have, do you have any time at all for romance?
I get my loving in the evening time.
Elvis, we promised the local president of the Elvis fan club that she could meet you in person. She's here with us now, and isn't she a doll? She wanted me to ask you if you'd give her a kiss.
That's all right.
Well, I won't look, so go ahead. Elvis! What happened when you kissed her?
She laughed, she cried.
How did you feel? You have any comments on that kiss?
We're gonna kiss some more.
Anything else?
Baby, I wanna play house with you.
I see it's just about time to go. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing to the youth of America?
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Elvis, this is your life.
I crashed in the jungle while trying to keep my date with my little gal back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But how was I to know that the record of my fame had become a hit and my girl had changed her name? Meanwhile, back in the States, you make us a double, let me have a beat. You make us a double, let me have a beat. You make us a double, let me have a beat.
With Elvis. while old men play their games of war. We grew bright wings and learned to fly. Love's in the air, those summer days, and through them all, he led the way. We were the town of Bob and Teddy Bell, returned to stand on good luck charm.
I guess if Christmas is gone and the new year has begun and there's really nothing else to look forward to, guess what? Here it comes. It's Elvis's birthday. Yes, it is, folks. Elvis will be 75 years old Friday, January the 8th. Or actually, he would have been if he were still alive. Of course, we all know that as soon as he heard the news about Lisa Marie and Michael Jackson, that was enough for him. And he shuffled off this mortal coil once and for all. This is your old friend KBC, and Elvis and I do have something in common. We both have the same birthday. While he's going to be 75 this Friday, I will be 60. This is not a happy time for me, so you get to pay for it by listening to this, I hope. Hope you'll stick with me and help me see in a new year and a new decade, not only for all of us, but for me as well. So, but enough about me. What about Elvis anyway? Well, we started with something put together by Dave the Spaz. I like to call it Elvis Has Entered the Building. Dave the Spaz put together this whole thing called Hanging Out with the King. And it's about, about an hour of stuff like that. Gets on your nerves after a while, but it's kind of fun. After that, Poindexter Q Rock and Roll. And that was all about Elvis. Got that off of one of those Flying Saucer collections. Followed by Betty Riley and the Saga of Elvis Presley. Followed by just simply Elvis by Steve Barlby. And today we come to honor Elvis, not to bury him. He's already buried. Got a couple of songs of tribute and a couple of songs of, gosh, Elvis, we're so sorry you're dead. Now, I want you to understand something. I could do a whole show, a whole hour, maybe 2 hours of songs by people who are just really bummed out that Elvis is dead. Just, oh, Elvis, you're dead, and we're just feeling awful kind of songs. But we're not going to do that. At least we, not yet. We have some of those lined up later on. But right now, we pay tribute to the king. And, of course, no tribute to Elvis would be complete without a visit from that lovable Swedish nutcake, Eilert Pilarm.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm meek like a man of 33. My friends say nothing as well as my boot. I'm alone, I'm all shook up. Oh yeah, yeah. My hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on two feet. Who do you think when it's such a lot? I'm alone, I'm all shook up. Go and tell old Manny about Uncle John. He said to heaven, he said, not about old baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby, have some fun tonight. Well, old tall fella, not on the bar. And nobody cares, he's not at all, old baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby, have some fun tonight. I saw Rock Mary coming back to back the end, oh baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby, have some fun tonight. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Have some fun tonight. Have some fun tonight. Everything's alright. Gonna have some fun. Have some fun tonight.
Won't throw a party in the car door, yeah. The policemen were began to well. The band on the jump do began to swing. You should have heard no yellow but sing. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds their blood. Won't dance to the yellow house rock. Spine him up on a telesaxophone. Little yell on the slight trombone. The drum was a close boom bam. Your voice was getting most public on. Let's rock. Let's rock. Everybody holds their blood. Most dance to the yellow house rock. Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of the lonely street at Heartbreak Hotel. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. Some room where rose and broken hearted love wear a gloom. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I could die. Bell of teeth keep flowing, dress glad, dressed in black. Red beans so lonely, sweet, I'll never go. Coming back, I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. Well, it's one for the morning, two for the throne, three to get three, now go get cold, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay in a blue suede shoes. You can knock me down, step in my face, lay in my name all over the place. Do anything you want to do. Honey, open that shoe. Don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything by laying a blue suede shoe. Love me.
king is alive. Oh, so alive. All you need is was his movies, and you will be thrilled watching him alive. From Love Me Tender to, and that's the way it is, and it goes on like this. If you love me tender, I'll be loving you. I'm gonna do the jailhouse rock, for I'm a King Creole. I've been a G.I. Blues, watching that flaming star. I'm so wild in the country, I'm blue as blue Hawaii, and I will follow the dream. I'm Kid Glad, and I like a lot of girls, girls, girls. Well, it happened at the World's Fair one time. Then I had some fun in Acapulco, where kids and cousins like Frankie and Jenny having a paradise, Hawaiian style. I used to spin out and just easy come, easy go. Then I had some double trouble cooking clam bake. So then I stay away, Joe. Viva Las Vegas, I'm just harassed about, and I'm a girl happy while you tickle me.
Earhart at the airport just last night. He was checking his guitar at the baggage claim. She was waiting for a standby flight. And I swear it was him, Jimmy Hoffa, over by the money machine. If I had a camera, I'd have taken their picture and sold it to People magazine.
Oh me, oh my, there we were looking and I, just a couple of regular guys,
having the time of our lives. I saw Elvis Presley and John Belushi hitchhiking down the avenue. When I picked them up and asked who they were, they both said Howard Hughes. And I know it was him at the laundromat trying to change a five cause he carried some jumpsuits to a white Cadillac that was parked on the curb outside.
Whoa, me, oh my, there we were, the king and I, just a couple of regular guys, having the time of our life.
I saw Elvis with a striking spare, holding a 300 again. He put on some weight and he'd lost some hair, but he was still the king just the same. And later that night, I followed him home to a trailer at the end of the road. Elvis got some beer, so we sat outside and we waited for the UFOs.
Whoa!
Elvis Presley and Yul Brynner. And Yul said he belonged in this song. But Elvis said, Yul, go shave your head. It's already way too long.
Oh, me, oh, my.
When the twilight is gone,
my prayer, sweet Elvis, is someday we might meet. I'm hoping you'll
come down from your ivory tower.
I know, Elvis, my chances of ever talking with you aren't very good. I know it would be impossible to ever get a date with you, because
I know.
But you can't blame me, Elvis, for wanting to spend time with you. Every night I dream that we walk
from the candy store on the corner to the chapel on the hill.
I can just see us there.
You and I in the sunshine.
Oh, Elvis, won't you please
give us this day?
I love you, Elvis, very much. And now, good night and goodbye, my Elvis. Love, Audrey. P.S. P.P.S. As I close my eyes, I can hear you singing now.
Come back, baby. I want to put out there with you. Holy fellas, that don't move me. Let's get real, real going for a change.
We're gonna kiss and the kiss and the kiss and the kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, the one kiss from a baby doll makes me hot. More, 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 more.
Dear Elvis, I'm writing to you because I'm a fan, still loyal and true.
Elvis, she don't want me around. She heard him singing and she then turned me down. He came to town one day, appearing in a show. My loving baby came to me and said, why don't we go? I took her to the hall, and then it was the ball. The kids were jumping up and down and climbing on the wall. They yelled for Elvis and they were gone, real gone. When Elvis came on stage, he opened up his mouth and started singing, baby, 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 let's play house. A gal, she jumped right up, began to scream and laugh, and then she headed backstage just to get his autograph. Now she heard Elvis and she was gone, real gone. Well, my gal heard Elvis and she don't want me around. Well, my gal heard Elvis and she don't want me around. She heard him singing and she's done turned me down. Well, ever since the day that Elvis came around, you ought to see the business at the record store in town. My gal gets all his songs, she buys one every day. She listens to his records and she gets her kicks that way. Since she heard Elvis, well, she's been gone, real gone. I feel so doggone mad, I don't know what to do. I'd like to fight that Elvis, but I hear he's dying for two. Without my baby's love, my future's looking dim. There's nothing left for me to do but try to sing like him. Since my gal heard him, well, she's been gone, real gone. Well, my gal heard Elvis and she don't want me around. Hey, well, my gal heard Elvis and she don't want me around. You heard him singing and she's done turned me down.
Everybody, come on down. The man with the guitar jumps hit town. It's up like a rocket, there he goes. Rocking from his head down to his toes. My boy Elvis, real rock. My boy Elvis, real rock. With babbling who Elvis sing to me. Heartbreak Hotel, this way she's. He walks away with all my blues. Take my troubles, take my pain, load them on that misery train. My boy Elvis, real rock. My boy Elvis, real rock. With babbling who Elvis sing to me.
Who else can give you this?
Get out, get in the swing.
Start swinging to the pole.
Hound dog, get in the swing.
Give it all your heart and soul.
Because a vote for him is a vote for rock and roll.
Elvis Presley,
yeah!
For president.
L-P-I-S, vote for Elvis. Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
for kiss, kiss, kiss. He's all for hug, 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 hug. Who else can give you this?
Get up, get in the swing.
Start swinging to the pole.
Hound dog, get in the swing.
Give it all your heart and soul.
Because a vote for him is a vote for rock and roll.
Elvis Presley. For president.
For president.
Elvis Presley.
For president.
Alrighty. Well, I hope that sets you up in a good mood because I'm about to ruin it for you, but at least we had some good times together with the King. We started out with Eilert Pilarm, of course, one-man Elvis wrecking crew. He's from Sweden and thinks he's Elvis, and that was the Mega Mix. Several years ago, Eilert came out with an album that made a big splash, at least at FMU. I have it somewhere. The Wires ate it, I believe. But that was the Mega Mix, kind of you know, distilling the cream of the crop for you of Eilert's biggest hits. Following that, Ren Elvis and Elvis Movies. Now, Ren Elvis's real name is Rene Escarcha, and I believe he's from Mexico or somewhere, maybe Central America, something like that. And I nominate him to be the ugliest Elvis impersonator. If you could see the picture of this guy, I've got it on cassette, you would run. I'm not kidding you. It's really pretty bad. Following that, Dr. Fred Kohler, The King and I. Somehow Amelia Earhart fit in there somewhere. After that, little Audrey, or just plain Audrey, Dear Elvis. And then a letter to Elvis from Michelle Praley. Otto Bash after that, The Elvis Blues. Janice Martin, My Boy Elvis. And winding it all up with Lou Monte and Elvis for President. And you know, that might not be such a bad idea, would it?
My fellow Americans, thank you very much.
Anyway, we come now to the depressing part of the show. This is guaranteed to bring you right on down. It's a bunch of songs of despair over the death of Elvis. Now, I said up top, and I mean it, I could do a whole bunch of time. I could kill all kinds of time with these sad Elvis songs. Maybe we'll do that in August, if time permits. But right now, you know, we just got a bunch of serious, bring-you-down type Elvis is dead songs, and I'm not going to ask you to enjoy them, but just put up with them, okay? I'll be back to explain them at the proper time. We'll be right back.
what happened. What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. And you made us feel like fools to believe in what we saw. Like how you love religion and how you love your ma. And Dr. Nick, that evil prick, for all that Thorazine. And Colonel Parker kept his hand in making things look clean. Your acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. Oh, you let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. But thanks to RCA, we still get pieces of the pie. You multiplied. It must have done your dad some good, cause he seemed to egg you on till you tantalized in glory until all of you was gone. And adoration was a burden and the public was a wraith. You must have died one tortured soul for having so much faith. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. But I'll still visit Graceland whenever I'm in town, and through the gate and up the walk, and lay my flowers down among the thousand million garlands that are laying on the ground, and wish that you could be here with us to see what we're going through when we read that Goldman book and we think we misread you. And then you died like Lenny Bruce after he'd given up his chase. I only wish you were around to see the look on all the faces when they say, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight.
The place, Tupelo, Mississippi. God sent this world a baby boy who was born in poverty. And as a boy, he wondered what would be his destiny. His life was to be busy, and things would happen that even he couldn't believe. He had so much to give, yet very little to receive. He started with a song and a wiggle, and some people couldn't understand. But you and I now know that it was all in God's plan. No sooner had he started than he was to lose his most precious prize. Tragedy struck this young man's life. His mother died. By this time, he had the colonel who was to guide his every step. And things began to happen that neither one could seem to help. He came home from the army and we saw him on TV. And because of that wiggle, they wouldn't even show his knees. His career grew and he started making movies. And this took him from us for a while. Even though he didn't like it, he still gave the world a smile. Then he came back to us in person because to sing for his fans was what he really enjoyed. And when he felt that he didn't please us, with himself, he was annoyed. We demanded, not understanding, that he give to us his all. He tried to do what we wanted for the big and the small. The demand for his records, or to have a glimpse or touch his hand. Bit by bit, this took its toll, for even he was just a man. Oh yeah, he was very happy living, and he wasn't afraid to die. Even now, though our hearts are broken, he wouldn't want us to cry. God, in all of his wisdom, even though we loved him so, he knew what was best. We don't understand it, but it was time for him to go. Let you and I, in our memory, never lose what he gave. Because while he was living, for God and country, you and I, he was a slave. Yes, heaven now is brighter, though this world has lost the light. Take care of business, that's what he'd tell us. You must carry on the fight. Even his daddy and little Lisa, they must accept what God has done. Even though, like our Heavenly Father, Vernon gave his only son. Now the show is over and the curtain has come down. Elvis has left the building, but will always be around. Precious memories flood my soul.
I was barely 6 years old when I first heard him sing, and somehow I knew from that moment on that it would be a lifetime thing. And I'd stand in front of a mirror day and night, and I'd listen to every one of his records, and I'd repeat every word and every note until I finally got it right. And I was determined that I'd wait for the day that I could stand and sing in front of an audience, and maybe someone would come up to me and say, "You know, you sound just like Elvis." There was a man who gave the world a song, and the world stood still to hear him sing. A simple man who took his faith alone, while all the world proclaimed him king. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign, and the crown on his head will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame, the king is gone, yeah, the king is gone, but long live his name. There was a man who tasted sweet success, but still gave his hand to help a friend. A loving man who shared his happiness. Now the king is gone, but there was a man. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign, and the crown on his head
a working man to royalty, to everlasting fame. The king is gone. Yeah, the king is gone, long with his name. Yeah, the king is gone. Oh, the king is gone, long with his name. Goodbye, Elvis. We'll miss you.
So easy to see God sitting on his golden throne, smiling as a man in a shining white suit walks oh so humbly before him and falls to his knees. God smiles a glorious smile to show he's truly pleased. As Elvis starts to sing to the God he's worshipped all his life, oh my God, how great thou art, and how merciful was my flight. This is Elvis started to sing, and the angels accompanied him. The sound was so sweet that even they cried. So although it's a perfect Christmas in heaven, the world can't help but feel deprived. 'Cause the greatest singer who ever sang a song now sings before God's great throne. Oh, how I can just imagine my God as he sends an angel to call on him. Yes, and Elvis, they say, Elvis, God's ready for a song. And Elvis projecting all the love he can give, he gives as he sings, oh my God, how great thou.
Elvis, there's a story I have to tell to the world that's never been told before. Elvis, one rainy, hot summer night here in Nashville about 7 or 8 years ago, what you did for me will always be a part of my life forever, as you will be for millions. You see, I was sitting on the back steps of RCA's Studio B that hot summer night, I guess trying to get out of the rain, not knowing it was you inside the studio recording. When some man opened the door and I stood up, and he asked me if I would go after some candy bars. I guess maybe he thought I worked there as a cleanup boy or something, but I really didn't. When I got back to the studio door, the candy bars in the paper bag was wet, and so was I. You see, I hadn't had a car for about 6 years. I knocked on the door, and the same man let me in. Then I heard a voice ask that I bring the candy bars into the studio. When I saw it was you that I got the candy bars for, I became very weak all over. I guess it was too much for a poor boy and a nobody like me to be bringing candy bars to a king like you. I remember you asked me my name and shook my hand and thanked me. And then you reached in your pocket and gave me a $20 bill and said, "Here, I want you to have this." You never did know it, Elvis, but that $20 bill, I guess in a big way, saved my life. You see, I'd been sleeping in the back of an old wrecked station wagon just up from the studio for about 11 days with only change in my pocket. And to be honest, I really hadn't eaten for almost 2 days. I never did see you again after that, but I want the whole world to know, if they don't already, the many little and big things you did for many people, such as myself. Elvis, I only wish I could have the chance again today to run to that same little store in the rain to get you some more candy.
Christmas cheer on the table, the lights are on the tree, there's presents there for everyone, but it's a sad, sad time for me. For you see, Elvis won't be here for Christmas. And the snow has turned from white to blue. No more great concerts or new records for me to look forward to. He's been such a part of my life for such a long, long time. I feel I've lost a dear, true, true friend of mine. There's Christmas cheer on the table, the lights are on the tree, there's presents there for everyone, but it's a sad, sad time for me. For you see, Elvis won't be here for Christmas. And you know, there's nothing I can really do. His records always used to lift me up when I was feeling blue.
But now when I play them, my heart begins to cry. And I think to myself, oh, Elvis, for God's sake, why did you have to die? Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. I see. Elvis won't be here. Christmas.
Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I soaked the label off a Flintstone jelly bean jar. Cleared us off a place on that one little table that you left us, and pulled me up a big old piece of floor. I pulled the head off Elvis, filled Fred up to his pelvis. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone. And so are you. Round about 10 we all got to talking about Graceland, Bedrock and such. The conversation finally turned to women, but they said they didn't get around too much. Elvis said, find them young. And Fred said, old-fashioned girls are fun. Yabba-dabba-doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Later on, it finally hit me that you wouldn't be a coming home no more. Cause this time I know you won't forgive me like all of them other times before. Then I broke Elvis's nose, pouring the last drop from his toes. Yabba-dabba-doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Yabba-dabba-doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I sold the lady.
I'm sorry. This always happens to me. Let me pull myself together. Okay. I feel better now. So wrenching. How can these people go on? How many of those people do you think actually jumped off a bridge? And like I said, you haven't heard half of them yet. I actually gave you some of the more fun ones. There's some real heartbreakers out there. Give you the rundown. We started with the Love Gods in Leisure Suits and the day that Elvis died. Peter Holsapple after that. Elvis, what happened? What happened is you died. J.D. Sumner after that. Elvis has left the building. The King is Gone was Ronnie McDowell. Chris Marchand, Elvis, God's Ready for a Song. Chris is another one who's made a whole career out of Elvis's dead songs. She actually had a Christmas song not long ago. But I jumped the gun. We also heard from Barry Tiffin, Candy Bars for Elvis. Linda Hughes, Elvis Won't Be Here for Christmas. Yabba Dabba Doo, The King is Gone and So Are You from Thumper. And my favorite, one of my favorites, They Dug Up Elvis from Lance Kaufman. So, last report, Elvis is still freaking dead. We're waiting. We'll see what happens. But I'm not going to place any bets. Like I told you, as soon as he heard about Lisa Marie and Michael Jackson, that was it for poor old Elvis. Just killed him. So, Elvis, wherever you are, I wish you a happy 75th birthday. It's quite a milestone. We didn't think you'd make it this far. Turns out we were right, of course. But anyway, that's it for me, too. I'm going to be 60 by the time I talk to you again. This is not a happy thing for me either, so I don't suggest any of you try this at home. Try it somewhere else. Although I feel pretty spry for 60, considering that I'm over the hill. But enough about that. I'll be back with you next week with some more stuff. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for you next week, but we'll come back and we'll find out. And we'll have fun, okay? In the meantime, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Elvis's birthday, etc. I'll see you later. Be good. Oh, here's a good one.
Maybe I'm dead. Don't believe magazines in the store. Get it through your head. I ain't coming back no more. I'm history. I died long ago. Get it straight. Why? See, I am at the pearly gates. I'm dead, I'm gone, D-E-A-D. The king has vacated his throne. Now I am exactly go pick on someone else instead. Now I'm asking you to just let me be dead. Believe me, folks, I'm dead, really. You think if I was alive, I'd let them do that stupid TV series about me? You think if I was alive, the person I'd contact would be Gail Brewer Giorgio? Jesus, man, who the hell is Gail Brewer Giorgio? And another thing, John Lennon wants to know why nobody thinks he's still alive. Buddy Holly, too.
baby, I'm dead. Don't believe the magazines in the store. Get it through your head. I ain't coming back no more.
Hey, folks, man, just let me be dead and leave me alone. Why don't you go looking for Babe Ruth? Maybe he's alive. Hell, Nat King Cole just made a song. Maybe he's still alive. Look for him. Just let me go, man. I'm dead. I think there's lots of people that you can look for and see if they're alive. One of them isn't me, man. Why don't you look for Bill Bixby?
Are your parents forgetting to take their drugs? Mine used to, too. Well, now that they're getting older, they do forget. Some of them have gotten so health conscious they don't even use them. But the truth is, now is when they need them most of all. Running the world is a bitch, and they were totally unprepared for it. So what can you do to make sure they get off every day? Give them these. Colorful, pleasant-tasting Elvis drugs. They make drug-taking fun. Parents love them, because they remind them of someone who shaped their early moral judgments. And we make them in the flavors they used to love best. Cheeseburgers, French fries, cherry cokes. Here in our Elvis drug labs, our trained researchers discovered a high-potency formula. And then we shaped them like little hound dogs, guitars, and teddy bears. Elvis drugs, all shook uppers, love me tenderizers, and blue suede lube. Elvis drugs, the fun way for adults to get the drugs they need.
Don't say no to this fantastic offer. Send your entire wallet to yet another Elvis ripoff box, 1 million Old Shop Expressway, Nashville, Tennessee.